This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Farmer on the air for another week, a conversation or two or three or four about what's going on. The American Family Farmer, the family farmers that I know and love to listen to me talk about the importance of keeping small agriculture a part of our culture in America. And that's what this program is aimed at doing. We're going to talk to a young guy who's a part of a farm program through the American Farm Bureau, Young Farmer and Rancher Program. We'll have him on with us in a few minutes. I normally spend the first part of our get-together talking about things in the news that are important. The amount of focus on the farm bill continues. I don't know if it's annoying. I'm not quite sure how I feel about this still, because there are various alliances that have been created after the signing of the Farm Bill. A lot of programs that benefit specialty crop producers, which is good in my opinion. I don't like the fact the government is doing any or all of this stuff, but we've gotten kind of hooked on it. So now it's important for a lot of the people who are farmers, small family farmers. There are 120 specialty crop organizations across our country. And so they benefited from what was in the Farm Bill, and they've been talking about it and releasing press stuff. And, the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, for example, pretty good. This is, not all of them, but many of the orange groves are owned by families. If the weather's bad, they get wiped out. If there are bugs, there are a lot of different things that affect their program and their livelihood. I'm looking at the number of people whose bank account will be enhanced by the Specialty Crop Research Initiative that is part of the Farm Bill. 60 million dollars for various things in specialty farms and farming programs that combat pests and diseases. That's good to have that food security. And that's also important. Funding for block grants to do research on improving the markets. A lot of the stuff, these specialty products, are going overseas, and that's good. Anyway, I just picked that out because I thought it was interesting to see. Most people don't read into the nuance. Many of us who are farmers want to know. I just made a lot of noise about the fact that $634 billion in this bill goes to companies and ag businesses that have no business whatsoever getting a penny, never mind millions and billions. They shouldn't get a penny of this. The small farmers anyway that I know agree, especially since some of them, especially in dairy, got it in the neck and keep getting it in the neck. And that brings me around to something that I saw that I wanted to sort of report on this week, in case you didn't see the need or the demand that's coming from some folks for more food transparency as it affects the dairy supply chain. More opportunities, I think, for smaller farmers with this. The smaller supply chains adapting to meet consumer demands, more transparency, and this is going to hurt the big agribusiness is the huge corporate farms, the cows, cows living on top of each other, thousands of cows. This isn't going to work for them, and I think that's a good thing. The entire industry now has to walk a finer line to meet the demands of the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Those of us, I've sold raw milk on my farm for many years. I stopped, but I know a lot of people who are doing it because there's more and more in states that allow it, and that's another thing. Why should it? It's kind of up to the states now anyway to do what they want to do. That's kind of what's going to happen with marijuana, making it a state rights thing. But the business about not knowing, when you look at the labels, you don't really get any information anymore. If you looked at a label that came off of a bottle of milk in my neck of the woods that was pasteurized by the Sweezer family, DFA, Dean Foods, they're supplying 85% of the fluid milk supply in the country, and they have created the volatility because they've squeezed the farmer by bringing in milk from offshore out of the country, by forcing the cooperatives, if you want to do business with us and they're the only game in town, then you better deliver milk at this price. And so that's what's put all the conventional small farmers out of business. Higher feed costs, and the same companies are often like Cargill and ADM. They're controlling the feed supply for the most part, so they're all in collusion. One of the interesting things, though, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but most of us who are dairy people understand the difference between A2 and A1 milk. A2 milk has a different kind of protein, easier to digest than other milk. A2 milk comes from brown cows. A1 milk comes from Holsteins, big cows that have been bred to give more milk, but they don't necessarily give you milk that you can easily digest. It's very, very interesting. How many people now are mixing more brown cows in their herds where they heretofore were pretty much all black cows, all Holsteins. If you know what's going on, you're going to want to do that because it does improve. It increases the digestibility of the milk for those people who are lactose intolerant and makes it a lot easier for farmers to sell their milk on their farm. Never mind that they get, you know, you're going to get premium prices for the stuff that you sell on your farm. And also it seems to the consumer, again, this program is aimed at not only the family farmers and the farm business, but the locavores who consume our products. And in this case, I can picture the people. We had 4,000 regular customers on my farm buying whole raw milk. For 11 years I sold it, and some days we'd sell 1,000. No, we're not 1,000. We'd have 100 gallons we could produce about that. And so we were selling all we could produce. Very popular. We couldn't bring it to farmers markets. We tried to. It depends. It goes from state to state. Farmers markets, even without the milk. The farmers market is one of the reasons that there's more visibility and better pricing. But you can interact with your consumer. I think it builds a lot of trust and great connections, so something to be encouraged. Even though you're going to have a little more scrutiny by being there, it makes you better. That's really the bottom line. I think it makes you better. So anyway, a couple of comments and news items that are in front of us this week. In a moment, we're going to meet a fellow named Evan Cruz, who comes from the Young Farmer and Rancher Program in the American Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about him, his life, and his life on the farm, which is obviously the main reason for his being here and the important part of the discussion. So look forward to that in a matter of moments. In the meantime, I want to help you build a lasting impression. Farmers, just like everybody else, they want to look their best. And having the advanced whitening system for your teeth that was put together by a dentist named Martin Ginniger, the product called Power Swabs. Wow, what a great way for you to enhance your looks, the stains and the stain removing kits that have been around, and people for a long time have been using this stuff, and it hurts your gums, it hurts your teeth, and you know, why would you get involved in all that or pay a lot of money? About 1 million of these Power Swab kits have been sold so far to the public, developed first by dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger. He used it on his own first, then he sold it to some of his friends who were dentists, then it was marketed to dentists, did very well. They were charging $500 to $1,000 to use his products to whiten your teeth. Now, you go direct. You buy it from Ginniger's company. Call 800-208-1797. It's Power Swabs, 800-208-1797, the brightest, whitest smile you could possibly imagine and the least painful way to get it. Plus, cost you 50% less if you use the DJV code when you order Power Swabs at 800-208-1797.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose-N-L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose-N-L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose-N-L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Nice to have you here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Evan Cruz is a member of the Young Farmer and Rancher Program at the American Farm Bureau. Recently, the American Farm Bureau Federation had their annual meeting. The president was there to talk about trade and border security. As you might expect, he was enthused. I mean, he was accepted and welcomed enthusiastically, even though I'm not so sure he's been that great, or his administration been that great for the family farmer. And I'm not sure even that the Farm Bureau anymore is that great. I belong to the American Farm Bureau, the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, have for 50 some odd years. But I'm concerned because they seem to be in league with a lot of the big agribusinesses that are not suitable for, by their own workings, getting along with a family farmer. So let's see what Evan Cruz gets in terms of connection between the Farm Bureau and his Young Farmer and Rancher group. Good to have you here, Evan. Nice to meet you, and I'm glad that you share a lot of things that I do in terms of the farm. Tell us a little about your background, where you came from, your farming background.
Well, good morning, and I grew up on the farm. Cruz Farms was started in 1923 by my great grandfather, and at the time, everybody involved with the farm lived on the farm and probably less than a half mile away from each other. My uncle, my family, my grandpa, my great grandfather, and at that time we were basically a wholesale business. This was the early 80s. I'd give it the time period, and we had a lot of regional grocery stores here in Southern Oregon that we supplied. We grew mostly watermelons and cantaloupes that was our big summer crop. And we did a lot of winter vegetables, so cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, stuff like that. Yeah. That we sent throughout the Northwest, and really the big change on our farm happened when that market started to dry up with the consolidation of the grocery stores. Our opportunities just went away.
It was the connection to Big Ag. All right, let's keep talking about this. I want to bring everybody up to date on this young gentleman. Evan Cruz with us on the American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Barragan's Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Evan Cruz, who's a family farmer from Oregon. He's telling us the story of his farm when he got involved. It sounded like it was basically a wholesale operation. But that has changed on your farm and many other farms, Evan. You're doing more marketing, selling things directly on the farm, correct?
Yeah, so I guess I was probably in the second or third grade when our family made the transition to being a direct market farm, which at the time consisted of basically it was a fairly sizable pole barn, but it was just a pole barn and a cold storage room along one of the busier roads leading out of town. And in the 30 years since that's happened, we've grown a lot as a retail operation. We've expanded the number of products we offer. We built a bakery using based off of my great grandmother's pie recipes and other goodies that she'd make at around holidays and everything.
Nothing better than walking into a farm store, a farm market, and smelling bread baking or pies baking. That makes it all kind of work, doesn't it?
Well, and when you look at it from a marketing standpoint, you know, seasonal crop, we don't have the ability like the grocery stores do to. Well, I guess we could, but we don't import things from South America or the Southern Hemisphere in general in order to keep a food available year-round. So our market is open about 9 months out of the year. We just closed down for the year, and we're doing our off-season maintenance. We'll open up late spring. So the seasonal aspect of the fresh produce that's available on-farm, it's nice to have some products that are available anytime people come out, and that's been helpful. You know, it's a diversification that farms need to do one way or another.
Yeah. Well, there's a person in terms of making decisions to go back to that and how you decided. Do you who in your family is that little rooster in the back? Time to get up, everybody.
Yeah, it is. You can hear that. Yeah,
I can hear that. Yeah. So who you gave us the background of your father, your uncle, your grandfather, your great grandfather. It boiled down to you getting an education off the farm and actually looked like you were going to do something else. And then you came back to the farm because somebody in the family got hurt. And then who do you sit around the table and make decisions as a family, or how do you come about the decision-making process as to what to do, what to grow, how to market it, all of that stuff on your farm?
Well, so my grandfather, he passed away last summer, finally, he had a fairly long health battle at the end of his life. So he's been out of farm management for several years now.
Yeah.
A lot of what we do is just tradition. And there's a lot of, I guess there's some comfort in that. There's, traditions are traditions for a reason. It's because they work.
Yeah.
And so on top of that, I'm really trying to make sure that we don't let the traditions drag on and not adapt to the market. I mean, it used to be we were the local, and you know, we've got some other direct market opportunities in town, but it's not a lot. We were the local source for produce, and now you go into any grocery store and they say local this and local that, even though it's
which is bunkum
from 800 miles away.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So you know, we're having to adapt in a way, but it's small changes. We're trying to make that
enough
that
not to scare the traditionalists away. That's kind of what it sounds like to me, and that's the way a lot of smart farmers are doing it. Little at a time, use social media, promote in certain ways, keep your best crops, the standard crops, coming. That's it. All right, hold on a second, because I really want to get into this Young Farmer and Rancher program on the other side of our break here at half past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House has been quiet since Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested President Trump not come to Congress to deliver a State of the Union address at the end of the month. She cited security concerns related to the government shutdown. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
What is the State of the Union? The government is closed because of President Trump. If it continues to be closed on the 29th, I think it's a good idea to delay it till the government is open.
The letter from Pelosi proposed delaying the January 29th address until the government reopens. She says the Secret Service and other agencies have been hamstrung by furloughs.
This is a very big deal. It is a special security event.
Pelosi also suggested the president could submit the speech in writing. The Department of Homeland Security said it could secure the event. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sound. Great conversation. This is the American Family Farmer, an exercise in support of the American Family Farmer, the great way of life that we enjoy if we live on the farm, the great way of farming, extolling the value and virtue of what gets done on the well-run farms in our country, a lot of connections to people, the commodities we grow, just an idea bank. Evan Cruz is here. He has a great farm background, although you did sort of stray for a little while, did you not, before you came back to the farm?
Yeah, growing up, I worked on the farm. I loved being in the fields with my dad and grandpa. And
it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? I remember it was just fun. It was hard work, but it was fun.
Responsibility. It's seeing somebody eat what you just spent months growing, which a lot of farmers don't get to necessarily witness that. But I did. We're famous for our carrots. People drive quite a ways to buy our carrots every year. And seeing people do that is pretty fulfilling. So that was indelible for me. But growing up, I had a lot of other pressures, especially from the school system, to go off and be an engineer or something like that. Yeah. And, I listened to them. So many people tell you something, and you listen to it. And as
well, a lot of people today don't like to work, Evan, and they say, why do you want to work that hard? It's 7 days a week, sun up to sun down, all those things. I find it invigorating, frankly. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, whether I was on the farm or doing radio work. So it's just, you know, it's frankly made me and the people around me healthier and more conscious of being healthy because of the way you live. Not only what you grow, what you produce, but the way you present yourself and how you live. I think that's part of the great example that family farmers can present to those around them. I don't know whether you think that or not.
I can't argue with that. I took a lot of people's advice and tried other stuff for a while, and I ended up being in publishing, news media, stuff like that. It ended up back in the hometown with the media company and everything, and I had an opportunity to help my grandfather. He burnt himself on the farm pretty badly and was struggling to get things done, so I was spending weekends out there, and that evolved into him asking me to come back on the farm full time.
Now, did you have a family at that time, or were you still single?
No, I was married and had two kids. One, I think, when we made the full time transition, I had a 2-year-old and a 9-month-old, or somewhere around there. Yeah. And then since then, I've added a third kid to the fleet. And coming back, I'm not going to say that experience, the things I learned about systems management and everything isn't valuable. It's a different way to look at how work gets done. And publishing is a pretty well established business in being efficient and getting more efficient, stuff like that. So it's valuable knowledge. But coming back to the farm was a pretty big change in a lot of ways from that lifestyle. Yeah. And this gets back to Farm Bureau and the YF&R program. When I came back to the farm, my grandfather didn't give me an option to not come to the Farm Bureau meetings. Just local county Farm Bureau, 25 or so people show up.
Yeah.
And on a daily basis, I was seeing more 80-year-olds out on the farm here than I was seeing probably 20, 30, and 40-year-olds combined.
Yeah.
And as a younger guy, that was a little bit rough. I mean, I'm glad I was married and had my best friend with me there. But just as a work social setting, it was a little bit isolated. And so I started attending the YF&R programs that are through, really, it's kind of the state level of Farm Bureau more than local. And that was massively beneficial, making those connections all over the state, sharing ideas with people that I would describe more as a peer rather than a mentor was very helpful. And to me, that's been the biggest benefit of Farm Bureau, is those connections to different communities. I'm not sure it would have happened any other way.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions about the president being at the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm guessing because of your connection, the Young Farmer and Rancher Program, part of the Farm Bureau, you were at the annual meeting, were you?
I was at the annual meeting last year in Nashville, which the president also attended. So I didn't make it this year. And that's really, I think, a lot of people don't understand about Farm Bureau, is it's one of the true grassroots organizations.
Well, I said I belong to it for a long time, and I still do. I'm trying to work on a hemp program for farmers in Massachusetts there, and I'm getting bogged down with the bureaucracy of the state, and I'm frustrated because I can't get anybody to kind of work on it or pay attention to it in the Farm Bureau. But I also am distressed because the Farm Bureau hasn't supported me in selling raw milk, they didn't go out of their way because it bucks what sort of the big ag wants and what big government wants, and that's my frustration with the Farm Bureau, it's become very political, at least in my neck of the woods. I don't know whether it is that way where you are or not, and maybe I'm being unrealistic. Maybe they have to be political in order to survive. What are your thoughts on that?
To a point, yeah. I guess the grassroots nature of it, we've had some local issues here with our county that our State Farm Bureau has been unbelievably helpful in sorting through with land right. use and the county wanting to require permits on certain things that should be included under right to farm laws,
yes.
things of that nature. And that's really where the whole grassroots nature goes. Oregon Farm Bureau, there's a lot of big ag in Oregon. We grow lots of commodities on the east side of the state. So their Farm Bureau definitely supports that mission,
right.
Keeping those guys going. But the process of setting the priorities and policies for at least the state lobbying efforts and state, well, just state staff efforts happens at our state annual meeting, and we identified and argued that we needed more support for agritourism and direct farm sales.
Mm-hmm.
And, we made the case for it. We included language in our, or we added language to our policy book that's pretty strong in allowing our legislative team to go and argue that, mm-hmm. Letting people on farms is an important part of
very good idea.
And
they see, right,
so,
they want to see where the stuff is grown. So how did the young farmers and rancher group in the Farm Bureau, are they the ones that move this along? And where are you? Are you an officer in the Young Farmer and Rancher program?
So I actually aged out of that program not too long ago, but I did. But I'm a huge booster, and I made it that far, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm a huge booster and supporter of the program now. So me coming back to the farm a little bit older than a lot of them, I was the 30-something guy in with the group of 20-something people.
Well, they're 18. It supposedly is 18 to 35-year-old farmers.
Yeah.
I can see where that's an important thing. We got to move ahead here, and we need new ideas, especially using social media to promote. If you're going to do what you have done on your farm successfully, that is have direct marketing, you got to have social media skills, and the kids have it. The kids have it.
Yeah, that's true. And that's happened to the Farm Bureau as a whole. But when this last year in our policy session, I looked around the room to the people who were active in adjusting that policy.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with issues of, recreational marijuana and hemp.
Yeah.
Very much so in this state. And
I'm going to grow it. It's in Massachusetts. I'm going to grow it on my farm. It's a big to-do, but it's a way of making the farm viable when you can't be viable at dairy anymore. Hold on a second. I want to get one more piece of your story here, your children and how they've influenced what you do on the farm to a point. Evan Cruz is here with us. This is the American Family Farmer, 44 past the hour. May I help you get the most out of the ideas that come forth this time of year to lose weight? You've put a few extra inches on around your waist. I know that. That signifies a buildup of fat, which can bring you plaque in your arteries and therefore increase your risk of heart disease. I've talked to women and men. Here's a woman who wants to lose 40 pounds of fat off her body. She's 50 years old, and if she doesn't lose it, she will die by the time she's 60. That's pretty much what any cardiologist would tell you. So using her as an example, or others who have gotten onto the Calitrin program, it does not work overnight. You heard me say it does not work. You don't get on it for a week and expect it to work. It's not like the crash diets. It's not like the go have an operation. So go online to toploss.com. Use the DJV code. Spend less money because you get a 10% discount and free bottles when you buy more than three. Toploss.com. Remember that web. Go do it now while you're thinking about it. Toploss.com. Order Calitrin. Use the DJV code and get 10% off.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, let's spend a couple of more minutes with Evan Cruz. Your family, your children, have predicated some of what you're doing on the farm because of what their needs are. Is that correct?
In a way, yeah. I think it was kind of a lucky transition for the family in a way, coming back to the farm. But my two older kids have a metabolic condition, usually referred to as PKU, but it's called phenylketonuria. And basically, I could talk for hours about it, but I won't. They are severely limited in the amount of protein they can intake, natural protein. Yeah. So we do have a supplement that gives them their complete nutrition, but it's one of the more restricted diets that you'll see on Earth. And there's very limited pharmaceutical support for taking care of this condition. So we manage their blood levels of an amino acid called phenylalanine through diet. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that a lot of the fruits and vegetables that we grow are a great thing to include in their diet rather than processed foods that, that you know, have a lot of the nutritious right. value broken down.
Yeah, right. It's the processed stuff doesn't do anybody any good. It's not natural. It's not whole. So that's good. It's probably going to add years to their lives. And it's just one of the things that I'm sure went into, in part, making the decision to go back. So all the things that you've done have worked well. And I think that you made some good comments about agritourism. I'm a big believer in that. People need to look into that more often than that. But promotion, social media, all of those things, you've helped us understand why they are much more important. Evan, I continue to be amazed by the number of great people that are on our family farms. Congratulations to you and best of luck to you and your family. Keep the tradition going. Evan Cruz here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour in the American Family Farmer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One of the world's greatest naturopathic physicians, Dr. Joel Wallach, is joining us now. The information that you come up with and that you give to people, whether it be on the air, your podcasts, the things that we have on the DJV Health News website. By the way, you can listen to our interviews post-haste, if you will, when Dr. Wallach is here with us. There are so many different things that you can touch on. Cold water, drinking cold water. We've always heard these stories about boiling water, cold water boils faster than hot water, but I'd never heard anybody or seen anybody challenge in the summertime when we're hot, we all drink cold water. So is that good or bad?
Well, if everything is right, you have all your nutrients, it's not a bad thing. It'll cool you down. Of course, our body temperatures are 90.6 or whatever it is, purposely, because that's where all of our biochemical reactions work in optimal levels. So when you cool your body down for a few minutes, things are not going to work optimally until your body gets back up to the optimal temperature. And so you don't want to be too cool, because then everything slows down and all your systems, including your immune system, everything from blood pressure to sugar metabolism, and your stem cells aren't working right and everything when you get too cool. So there is some validity to cold water. Does slow things down, but if everything's right, and in a half hour everything will be back on the rails.
All right. So drinking cold water is a matter of degree, if you'll pardon the pun. Sounds like
when you exactly.
Yeah, all right. When you're listening to our conversation and you hear something that you'd like clarification on, or you got something that's going on with you, take advantage of the toll-free line that's available to get info on Doc Wallach and his appearances here. The number is 855-310-8255. 855-855-8326. A special line just for listeners to DJV Health, 855-310-8326. When Doc Wallach is here, we talk about things that are fairly unusual, questions that come in, things that come across my desk, things that are on my mind. Here's a 46-year-old male who weighs 260 pounds, Doc. He's 5'9". He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes a couple of years ago. His most recent hemoglobin, and this may be too much in the weeds, you tell me if it is, AC1 number, if I give you all this stuff, it becomes confusing. What is this guy at 46, weighs 260, he's 5'9", what has he got to do to live a normal life other than just go on a diet?
Okay, you say he has type 2 diabetes.
Yes, he does.
And did you have his A1C number?
His A1C number is 8.
Yeah, so his blood sugar, he's chronically, you know, out of control here. His blood sugar, his A1C should be below 5. 8 is a little high. Not, you know, 14 is scary, but 8 is a little high. So we need to dose him for a 300-pound person because he weighs 260 at 5'9". He needs to lose about 5'9". I'd like to see him weigh 175, 180, so he needs to lose about 80 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I would get him on 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month, 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. I'd give him 3 bottles of the Sweetie, so he could take 9 of those a day, 3, 3, and 3. And then check his blood sugar. He needs to check his blood sugar every morning before he medicates himself. And as his blood sugar drops, and it will, he needs to reduce his medication. The doctor showed him how to do it. You know, your blood sugar goes down, less medication. Blood sugar goes up, more medication. But also, he needs to give up all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, that kind of stuff. He needs to stay away from gluten, no wheat, bran, or rye oats, which will increase his efficiency of absorption, which is important here because you're not what you are. What you eat, you are what you absorb, and so we want to maximize his absorption. And then for weight loss, he's going to lose some weight if he accomplishes all that. He will lose some weight, but if he really wants to get rid of that 70 pounds, whatever he needs to lose, quickly, at a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, he can throw in what we call Rev, R-E-V, Rev. It's a dropper bottle. He can put a dropper full under his tongue 30 minutes before each meal, leave it absorbed through his oral tissues. He'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, and he'll never gain the weight back as long as he stays on his 90 essential nutrients. Within 4 to 6 months, he'll drop down from 3 of everything per month down to 2 of everything per month because he should be down to his optimal weight and for his height and so forth. By that time, he should have his blood sugar under control. The body wants to heal itself, but it does need raw materials to pull it off.
The DJV Health News with Dr. Joel Wallach. Call 855-310-8326 to explore more information on how you can use some of the suggestions that Doc Wallach has to personally help you in your own lifestyle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.